Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We do. Insperity. Inspiring business performance.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks for staying with me. Thanks for being a part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. I'm glad our good buddy Don Cooper is here, too. Don is a longtime member of our Brain Trust. More than 14 years he's been hanging out with us. He is the sales heretic, and he's a guy who's been helping people put their best foot forward with customers for a long time, helping them get things off the ground in selling and all the different things that you got to do to do a better job of selling. Doc Cooper, welcome back to the show.
Good morning, Jim.
It's good to have you back.
It's great to be back.
Hey, Don. I guess you heard my opening comments there. When I said all the people who in an organization that look down their nose at the sales organization, you know, like they're some kind of a child of a lesser god, 100% of them get whatever they get from the company because those children of a lesser god went out and made something happen.
You're absolutely correct, Jim. There's no question about it.
So I think the sales force should be the revered organization, the revered team in any company.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So, all right. So now, Don, we all work so hard to get a customer to come back to do business with us. And the only thing more exciting than when they do business with us the first time is when they come back and do it another time, second time, right?
Exactly.
That's what is most exciting. And now you have the gall to tell us that we might need to fire some of these people. What's wrong with you? You're feeling, but what are you thinking?
Well, you know me, Jim, a heretic. I go left and everybody else goes right. And the reality is there are some customers you just don't want. And we've all been there. We had a customer that has nothing but complain, or a customer that every time we interact with them, they're beating us up on price.
They won't let us make a profit.
Right. Or they're bullies, and they abuse you. They abuse your staff.
Yep.
Just because that's who they are. They're those that have completely unrealistic expectations and expect miracles, and then are upset when those miracles don't occur. So there's all kinds of people out there that just are not good people. There's narcissists and there's bullies and there's all this whole range.
Just unhappy, mean people. But maybe they're not even bad people or grumpy, hateful people. Maybe they're just tightwads and they really don't understand that if they keep putting pressure on you for more service and lower prices, that's unsustainable.
That's absolutely correct.
Don't let them take you down.
Yeah, GM actually put their own suppliers out of business.
Yeah.
By forcing their prices down so much, they
Walmart did that. Walmart said that 1,000 times.
Yeah, exactly.
Maybe 2,000.
And so there are actually customers that you don't want, and there are customers that you need to fire. If you've got customers who are not profitable, if you have customers that are so difficult to deal with, they drive you, your sales team, your account reps crazy.
Yeah.
You're better off without them.
Mm-hmm.
And that's
one of the things you got to be careful about, though, and you can see this coming, Don, and I know I'd like for you to talk about this a little bit. You can see this coming. The way it starts looking is they start wanting more of you. They want more business with you. And you're flattered, you're excited,
Right.
We must be doing something right. This customer, and before you know it, they have a big chunk. They're a big chunk of your revenue.
Yeah.
And your cash flow.
Yep.
And so now, when they realize, and this is what Walmart used to do. See, they become the dominant vendor, or the dominant customer, I should say, of a company, and then they start turning the screws.
Correct.
And so you got to be careful.
Avoid being in that position.
Yep. Because if a company is only 10% of your revenue, then they can't put enough pressure on you to affect the overall business. But if they get to be 40 or 50 or more percent of your business, then you're kind of working for them, aren't you?
That's precisely correct. And that's why it's so important as a sales organization to be always bringing in new clients and to make sure that you don't have any one client to be a majority of your sales.
Yep.
You never want somebody to have that kind of leverage over you and your company.
That's exactly right. And
very often those signs will appear early on in sales conversations and negotiations. When you have a client that you're just starting to work with and they're difficult in the beginning, they're probably going to get more difficult as you go on.
It's not going to get better, folks. Whatever you're thinking about them in the negotiation stage, in the early stages, that's as good as it's going to get, probably.
Yeah. Yeah, it's like any other relationship. If it starts out bad, it's going to get worse. It's not getting better.
Yeah.
And yet, like relationships, we often lie to ourselves. We convince ourselves that it will get
better. Don, I need the business.
Yeah. Yes, exactly. And that's what makes it so insidious, is because we want the business, we need the business, and it's really hard to let that go.
And if you don't let them become such a big part of your business, then you've got more. You have more courage to go to them and say, John, you guys are not working and playing well with us. You can't keep demanding the kind of service that you're demanding with the prices that you're making me give you. So I either have to cut back on some of the things you want me to do, or I have to raise my prices so I can afford it, or we have to part company. And you'll never know what, you might be surprised how many customers will say, oh, I didn't realize that. Yeah, let's fix this.
Yeah. And that is what is so scary for so many business owners. They're afraid to have that conversation. And yet very often that conversation can work out exactly like you said. They just may not know. That's the way they do business. They're trying to get the most they can for the least amount of money. They don't realize how badly they're turning the screws on you. Or they're just not aware because they're not in your business. Mm-hmm. They're looking out for them, not for you.
And Don, I'm worried.
As a business owner, you have to look out for you.
This above all, to thine own self be true. Shakespeare said that. What I'm worried about, Don, is that after 8 years of horrible growth in the economy and companies holding on to every customer they can get, we might be out of practice at doing that. And
yep.
So, folks, if the economy's getting stronger, if you're feeling that, maybe now's the time to stand up on your hind legs and maybe have to fire a customer. Don, I need your website quickly, please.
DonCooper.com.
That's pretty easy, folks. Check it out. Quick break, 20 after. Right back with Don. I'm Jim.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.